history. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I'll be back in a couple minutes. We've got a new producer today. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yeah, here we go. Your dial set correctly to... Correctly? Maybe correctly. To USAPrepares.com, and we are delighted that you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A, information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And for those of you new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USAPrepares.com, experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're dentists, medical doctors, broadcasters, CEOs, surgeons, engineers, researchers, physicists, farmers, inventors, and we're all students. We're all students learning every day. And we're rising to become instructors. None of us is capable of holding a job. This is USAPrepares.com. Nathan's with us today, brand new. Nathan came to the board cold, has no idea what this broadcast classroom is about. He's going to learn with us. Tonight, I'm on stage, Ziggy's, 5:30, Springfield, Missouri, and we're going to have a roundtable discussion on what we've learned about saving money over the last few years. What works, what doesn't work. So, class, if you're going to be at Ziggy's tonight with us, usually it's about 110 and who show up, bring your thoughts, share them with the meetup class, and we're going to talk about saving money. My thoughts, your thoughts, and we're going to put them all together. Roundtable tonight. And I've got the final shipment of LEDs. They've arrived from China. We've got both the warm white and the cool white. So those of you who have ordered them, you can pick them up tonight. Let's see. Oh. John Dollarhide, Judy Dollarhide, Ken Hurley, and Jason, thanks. Thank you, really, for taking my place the last 2 weeks while I was on the East Coast away from the meetup. You did a great job. You you held the fort down. And Dr. Howard Shane, thank you for presenting the seminar on emergency dentistry. The reviews were great. And we had a seminar on reloading rifle, pistol, and shotgun shells at the meetup 2 Mondays ago. Thanks so much. Today, survival economics with Frank Underhill. He's the CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com, the trusted advisor of Bob Chapman, the late, sadly, but the great Bob Chapman. Welcome to the front of the classroom, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here.
Hey, great to hear your voice. Frank, you know, we've got some articles on the website. Let's share a couple of them, and then we'll get into precious metals. Frank, Russia is warning Obama about we could have a another Cold War, about the bee apocalypse. Why? Because we've got companies that have bioengineered our food and have created pesticides which are killing the bee colonies. They're killing the bee colonies, and the bees are the workforce that that pollinate our food supply. So Monsanto and Dow and Bayer and DuPont are all involved in genetic engineering and chemicals that are killing the bees. And it's a real problem. As a matter of fact, Frank, I was in Virginia over the last couple of weeks, as you know, and I listened out the window at night, and I could hear maybe a lone insect or two, you know, making noises, the noises that they make at night, compared to the symphony that we have, the orchestra, the army of insects that we have here in Missouri, because we don't have the pesticide distribution so far and wide here in Missouri. So we haven't killed off as many of our bees and our insects as they have in Virginia. But Putin is kind of furious with President Obama's acceptance and him allowing all of these chemicals to be sprayed on the planet. So, Frank, what's happening in your world?
Well, I think getting back to what you're just saying, I think everybody's mad with them. You know, obviously the you know, we're still having this jobless recovery, even though we're seeing the stock market rally up to these level. I don't think it's doing anything to benefit Main Street America, but as reading on the in the paper that this person from Facebook reaped $91 million. Well, I'm glad the public or whoever was out there buying her stock off of her, and it shows that the disparity between working in America the wealthy is just getting wider and wider, and how the media is flagrantly, you know, lambasting this news to the public that's already having a hard enough time. It's like if somebody wins a lottery, it's like all of a sudden there's a new coronation, winners step out. Well, what are we all supposed to do?
Frank, you're talking about the wealth disparity, and I saw it. I saw it in Virginia, which is northern Virginia is a commuting distance to Washington, D.C. So a lot of people who work in the District of Criminals live there, and they don't have real jobs. I mean, they have jobs that are a nuisance to us, like they work for the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. They work for Homeland Security agencies like that of the long arm of the federal government. That's where they work, and these people really don't produce anything that contributes to society, and they are doing well. They're really doing well. But I met a man, Frank, who owns a business. He and his wife own a business, and he was telling me that this sequester, this 20%, is really hurting them because their income is down 20%, and they've got a young family with a newborn, and 20% off the top of the income, you know, is really hurting them. Well, that's nothing. 20% off the top of a federal job with the federal benefits and all the perks that these guys get is nothing compared to what the rest of the working part of America is going through. We are, I don't want to hit my own button today, but I might end up doing that. But the rest of us who are working for a living, we'd be delighted if we only lost 20%. Agree or disagree, Frank?
Well, you know, you're not working for yourself. You're working for the police. You're working for city councils. You're working for civil service. You're working for the food industry. You're working for the housing industry. You're working for the auto industry. You're working for the petrol industry. Anywhere where you spend money, that's who you're working for.
Yeah.
And, of course, when you see how much you have left over to put in the bank, well, you know, is that for yourself? Not so fast. There's taxes that come off that, too, and whatever fees they take out of it. So what are you really left with?
Frank, I was reading an invoice or a statement from one of those cable companies. Now, I don't have cable in the country. I mean, bring it this way. You know, there's no cable to hook into, even if we wanted to. But there are several taxes involved in just having cable service. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's not just tax. It's tax plus tax plus tax plus tax on a cable service. It's outrageous. And I don't know why. I for the life of me, I don't understand why people aren't furious. Why they're not saying, whoa, whoa. There's two taxes. What? There's, wait a minute. There's four separate taxes on a cable bill. What's going on? Who authorized this? Who approved it? Let's get that guy's phone number. Let's call him up and let's fire him right now. Why aren't people doing that? Why aren't they doing that? I don't get it. I was working with a couple guys that are broadcasters, and we're on a conference call, and we're just, you know, we're kind of figuring out who is in what department. You know, we are on each other's broadcasts, and we've had a solemn pledge, Frank, that if one of us gets taken out, the rest are going to come to the rally of whoever got taken out. We're going to broadcast nonstop, 24/7. You know, what happened, what to do about it, rally the troops. You know, and we're talking about, you know, who's doing what. We've got one guy who is on the air with us here at USAPrepares.com. He's an investigative journalist, a radio journalist, really good at it. Then we have a guy who is involved in the Constitution, and he exposes what's happening, and he's really pro-liberty and pro-freedom. And then they said, and Vinny, you're in the... And you're in the preparedness area, and you're an activist. I never thought of myself as an activist, but that's what they think. So we need more activists. That's really what we need. We need people who speak up and say, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. And we're not leaving until you guys leave. And that's what Mike Evans, one of our newest instructors, is saying. He's saying that we need to march on these people who are creating these laws that are causing us all kinds of problems, and then marching on them en masse, and then saying, we're not leaving until you do. Interesting. Frank, what's happening with the metals market?
Well, the dollar looks like it seemed to be drifting here lower. As you see today, you know, gold is up quite sharply today, and it's easy for investors and to look at what gold has been doing for the last year, although not so good. But people have to remember there's buyers and sellers in these markets every day, and yeah, gold is a counterbalance to the dollar. If the dollar goes down, the gold goes up. And basically, people got to bear in mind that you look for trends. And right now, the dollar's actually been drifting for the last couple of months. And of course, you see gold, you know, coming off from its, you know, year low. It's very substantially. And I think
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. I'll tell you what happened with silver this weekend. We'll be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with us, and I just wanted to mention, I just got off the phone. I called the farm supply company here in the little hamlet where I live in the Missouri Ozark Mountains, and I just got off the phone. I said, you know, I was gone for a couple weeks, and I spent the last day riding on a four-wheeler with the family, and we took several four-wheelers out, and we were looking at the fence and looking at all the damage. We had a tornado touchdown. We had 12 inches of water in 3 days. Fences are down. Creeks are overflowing. Trees are uprooted and floated down creeks and tore out barbed wire fences. Cows got out. It was a real problem for everybody. Barns are down. Buildings are down. So this little event that we had over the last couple of weeks here in the Ozarks was pretty expensive for us. And so who fixes it? Well, we do. Okay. We don't get a chance to call in sick because we have a sniffle. We stand out there in the rain, and that's what we do. Farming is 24/7. It really is. So whether it's raining or snowing or sleeting, it doesn't matter. We have to do what we have to do to protect and keep our animals safe and healthy. So barbed wire, there's been a lot of farmers buying barbed wire and fence posts and doing temporary fencing because the ground is so mushy and so soggy that they can't fix it permanently. It's going to take weeks for it to dry out. Weeks. Class, Frank, listen to this. You know those big round bales of hay, those 1,000-pound rolls of hay? We had so much flooding, those bales were floating away from the fields. They were just floating downstream, bales of hay, 1,000 pounds. And farmers who kept their hay in low areas lost their hay. It floated away. So thousands and hundreds, probably more than hundreds of thousands of pounds of hay are lost. No question about it. Silver. Frank, I wanted to mention, you were talking about gold. I'd like to mention this was about silver. Here's what I learned. Over the weekend, I was talking to a gentleman who is in the silver business. And he said that the price of silver was $21.10 an ounce as of this morning. And junk silver would contain about, just rough numbers, about 3/4 of an ounce, so per face value. So if you have a dollar's worth of junk silver, it would contain about 3/4 of an ounce of silver. At the price of $21.10 per ounce of silver, a face dollar would be worth about $15. Okay? This man was telling me that there's a just an average transaction on eBay, $3 face, which should have sold for $3 times face at $15 an ounce. Excuse me. Let me say it differently. $3 face should have sold for 3 times $15 or $45. On eBay, it sold for twice that much. Here's what I'm saying, Frank. We've been reporting over and over that the price that you see on the internet for silver and gold, you can't buy it for that. You can't. So silver sold for twice in small quantities, twice what the spot market is saying it should have sold for. That's the point. Your thoughts, Frank?
I agree. You know, and remember, there's costs involved with silver as well, too. You know, the handling and the storage and the shipping and all that. So, you know, those are hard costs that do need to be covered. But I think, like I said, when you have like $20 silver, it's very noticeable. If you have $30, $40 silver, well, no one cares.
Right. Right. Okay. So what are your thoughts on gold going forward?
Well, like I said, all these things, all these movements are all trends. And right now the trend for the dollar is lower, you know, barring any unforeseen events. If the dollar keeps its gradual descent, you know, this will only, you know, enhance metal prices.
So do you think the rise in gold is just because the dollar is drifting lower?
I think that's maybe 80% of it. I think you can attribute it to short covering or new options being written or whatnot. But predominantly two things tie to it: the inflation and the dollar. And right now, inflation seems to be sideways. If there's inflation, you know, it's, when you look at how much gasoline costs and a loaf of bread and those kind of inflation, it is high, but it's not high enough to where it's going to totally spark a whole hyper gold price either, or a sharp dollar decline.
Frank, we're going to come back on the other side of this break, and let's talk about silver's recovery. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take
my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Underhill's in class today, and we're talking about metals. Frank, silver's recovery in the beginning of this year, January 2nd, silver was at $30.87. $30.87. It hit a low. It was on a slide down for months, and it hit a low in June. And in June, it went down to $18.61. Man, that's dramatic. And then it looks like it, you know, on a slight uptick now. And we're looking at $21 silver. So, Frank, what's causing this? What's causing silver?
Well, I think a large portion of the rise, well, first of all, gold has just been, I mean, silver's been completely decimated. It sold down to what, 1850 an ounce.
1861.
1861. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then it's, you know, mm-hmm. rallying a bit up to here. But I think silver needs to, you know, silver's always taken its direction from gold. It's always followed silver. I mean, gold and silver is leveraged to gold. So I think it takes whatever gold does, I think silver should replicate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm seeing signs in Springfield, Missouri, we buy gold, and I saw them in Virginia. That's a sign that the economy is not doing so well, because if people are selling their jewelry to pay their bills, they're in trouble. I mean, gold is something that you want to have for an emergency, and you want to pass it on for generations, and you want to have it as stored wealth. But when you have to sell it, that's not a good sign.
It's not. Well,
let me say.
But then again, that's what people have gold for, is for an emergency. And just the question mm-hmm. yeah. is it usually you don't have the emergency when prices are higher. There's the emergency always when prices are low. Whether it be in real estate or in metals or, yes.
Frank, you mentioned real estate. Here's something. I noticed some things, the absence of some things, when I was in Virginia over the last couple of weeks. One of the things that I saw an absence of was residential construction. I did not see, and I drove through neighborhoods, I did not see not a single house being built, not one. Not only did I not see a single house being built, I didn't see the trucks driving around with ladders and sheetrock and doors and so forth for renovations and upgrades. I didn't see a single house being upgraded. Not one. Not one. And years ago, back around 2005, that's what you saw everywhere. I mean, these guys were in front of you, alongside you, behind you, you know, ladders and upgrades and renovations and repairs. I didn't see any of that. What's happening in Nevada?
Well, here you are seeing a bit of that, but again, it's developers who bought this land years ago. And mm-hmm. I think on earlier broadcasts, like about 5-6 months ago, I was commenting on how these builders are going back into these areas and finishing up subdivisions, or if there was a foundation built, how they're, you know, trepidly finishing them and building and finishing model homes for sale. So there is a trickle here. And now I think where you're talking about, like Atlanta and these other areas, have probably been hit very, very bad. So you're probably not seeing quite the activity there. But here there's a pulse. I wouldn't say a big pulse. And when they say that, well, you know, real estate's gone up real high, well, I think it's like what you see with gold here. It was only sold down so low, there's nowhere for it to go but up. And I think you're seeing that in real estate, where it's sold off so badly, you know, whereas like just basically liquidation only. And prices are moving up just, you know, due to natural forces and not due to any stimulus or low interest rates or people feeling confident about buying a home. And, of course, a lot of properties, probably inventory is taken off the market anyways and just being sat on. Been in the case in Atlanta, where you're having hedge funds going down and scooping up houses for rental.
Frank, are you seeing interest rates creeping up?
Long term, yes. Short term, no. But I like to see interest rates long term. I like to see this trend continue because, again, it's only beneficial for where we are vested. And that's why you invest in these metals for this kind of movement in long term rates. Yes.
Frank, when I was a child, interest rates were 5.25% on passbook savings, and I remember interest rates as high as 10+% on CDs. And you could, easily get a certificate of deposit and get 10%. And what senior citizens were doing is were putting their money into CDs, and they were actually living off the interest, and it worked. Can't do it anymore. There's no way that a senior citizen can put money in the bank in savings and live off half of 1% interest. It's impossible.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. But I think there has been this overwhelming feeling of entitlement for people, like when, you know, Detroit, underfunded pensions, other parts of the country, underfunded pensions. And everyone takes for granted, you know, I don't know what my pension is going to look like when I retire. But my pension will be what I do in life and going forward. And yeah. People think, well, just because you put your money into some pension plan like an IRA, there's going to be some pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Well, it doesn't always work out that way, Vincent and your listeners. The best pension is the one you have yourself, and you know there's really no control. And actually, I'm not into IRA investing. For, you know, I don't even encourage it. I don't know why people do it. I have a few IRA accounts, but I don't know why people do it. But they would have been better off just taking that money and putting it under a mattress than investing it in whatever they invest in, because you cannot gauge 30, 40 years into the future what things are going to be like. It's impossible. And how do you know that money's not going to be there when you need it?
I just checked the amount that I have in my pension. I know to the exact cent how much I have in my pension right this second. I know. Zero. Frank, I do not have one. I do not have a pension. I'm one of the few people I know that don't have any pension. And what you said was invest in yourself, and that's what we determined a long, long time ago, that we were going to invest in ourselves, and that's what we did, and that's why we're farmers. So, Frank, when you talk about underfunded pensions, I'm thinking about Detroit. So here we have a whole bunch of people who worked all their lives; they contributed to their pension funds. And it might disappear. It might disappear in a portion of it. It might disappear totally. And it's criminal. It's absolutely criminal that these people were promised a return on their investment, and they may not get it. And it's happening not only in Detroit. Detroit is just one small example. It's happening all over the country in local county governments, city governments.
I know a fair amount of people, and I don't think I've had anyone tell me how they're getting rich on this rally. Do you know anyone that's told you how they've gotten rich in this rally and how their mutual funds have gone up or their investments have gone up? Or I don't know of anybody.
Frank, the law or the rule of 72 or the law of 72 is where you can determine very simply the number of years that it will take for an investment to double. And I've said over and over that if you look at the year 2000 and where the Dow was, and if you look at just a couple of years ago, it traded sideways for an entire decade. And that means that if money were to be invested at 7%, roughly, you should have twice as much at the end of 10 years. Based on the rule 72. Well, what happened is it didn't happen. The Dow did not go up double, which means that people who have an average valuation in the market have lost half. So if the market did double, they would be even in terms of inflation or in terms of a return on investment of 7% compounded. Bottom line is, you're right. No one. I don't know a single person that is grinning saying, man, I did so well. The market's up. I'm just grinning from ear to ear. Not one person. Not one. Exactly what you said, Frank.
You know, and I'm not crazy. And I think that a lot of other people are like this as well. I don't know of anybody.
So, Frank, if someone's got a portfolio and they want some guidance and they call you, what do you do? What do you provide them?
Well, I like to have a diversity of metals and energy primarily, and a bit of Canadian real estate that pays monthly. and just like with energy, pays monthly, and of course, you know, the precious metals component of it. But that's not for everybody. And people who, you know, and no question about it, I've been beaten up with this, and a lot of, you know, but, you know, you, when you invest in this, you got to go for duration, and you hope in the end when you do need it that the appreciation will be there for you. Silver, it's up almost a dollar today. You know, I think it's gone up more in one day than in the last so many months before the rally, before, you know, when silver was at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest move I've seen in a long time.
Well, Frank, right on this broadcast, we've told people who have silver, who have gold, hang on, don't let them pry it out of your hands when the price is low. Hang in there, and it will recover, and it is. Both gold is recovering and silver. They're both recovering slowly, steadily, safely. And I think before it's all over, those who have hung in there are going to do just fine. I really believe that.
And people have a tendency to forget why they invested this way in the first place as well, Vincent. Mm-hmm. Anyways, on with your break there.
Yeah, let's take the break. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. One of the things that we probably ought to talk about is television. Frank, let's talk about TV when we come back. We'll be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Frank, we're talking about television at the just before the break, and I believe that television saps the mind of active participation. And when we watch TV, we are just spectators. And there are three kinds of people, Frank. There are those that make things happen. There are those that watch things happen. And there are those who say, what happened? So, the first type, you know, those that make things happen, they don't watch too much television. But those that watch things happen and those who say, what happened? Those are people who watch TV. How many times have you heard someone who was watching a program say, what happened? What happened? As if it's important.
Vincent, I think at one of your expos when I was at, you had a fellow there who was talking about mind control.
Yeah, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Right. Did you want to go into what he was saying about this?
Sure.
Because I think it's very important, and yeah, absolutely, please.
Okay, are you asking me to do it?
Yes.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
Well, because I don't think people don't believe this, and he does bring out a lot of good points.
Yeah, Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, says is that we are being programmed and we are being conditioned to believe certain things. And it's not new. It's been going on for a very, very long time, bread and circuses. And as a matter of fact, if you look at Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda for Adolf Hitler, he talked about telling a lie and a big lie. It needs to be a big lie. It needs to be told over and over and over again. And if it is, people will tend to believe it. Here's an example. If you watch television and you watch the news, the economy's getting better, it's getting better, the economy's growing, it's getting better, it's growing. It's not growing as much as we'd like, but it's growing. Really? Is it really growing? Frank and I just told you that we don't know a single person who's done well in the market. Not one. Not one who said, boy, this, you know, the Dow is doing great and we are doing so well and we just have so much money we don't know what to do with it. Only insiders are profiting that way, as far as I can tell. Okay. So one of the lies that the media is involved in is telling us that things are good. Things are good. So if things are good and they're good all around, who would that be that's not doing well? That'd be just us, right? We're just an anomaly. No. So what Rick Miller is telling us is that television is used to control the mind. As a matter of fact, a lot of people know that video games, those shoot 'em up, kill 'em, mow 'em down, machine gun 'em, those video games were designed for the military in the early days. And what they did was they had the young privates sit in front of these video games, and they would just kill and kill and kill and kill, hit the reset button, kill some more, hit the reset button, kill some more, to desensitize them toward killing people. And there are, you know, there are even those who will say that, you know, war's not murder. I have a different view of that. I think that when you just aim your rifle at some guy and just kill him, regardless of what you call it, I think it's murder. I think just because someone in government tells you, hey, listen, if you don't go and kill those people, we're going to put you in the brig. We're going to put you in the brig because you failed to obey orders. So if you don't kill them, we're going to put you in the brig and court-martial you. So I think that, you know, war is murder. I know a guy. Now, let me give you another instance of desensitization. I know a guy who was on a ship, and his job was to determine the coordinates that a naval gun would be firing. So his job was to say, okay, here is the azimuth, here's the elevation, here are the coordinates, fire. Now, he wasn't directly involved in pulling the trigger, squeezing the trigger, but at the point of impact where those shells landed, there was a lot of destruction and death. So is that murder? To me, I think it is. As a matter of fact, that guy decided that he was going to take on a different occupation, probably because he thought about what happened at the impact of that shell. So, television as a drug? Yeah, it absolutely is. It is. And you watch it and you see SWAT teams and you think it's okay? Come on, think about it. Frank Underhill and I will be right back, and we're going to talk more about survival economics. We'll be right back.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.